At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
On the edge of your seat, stop biting your nails. Sit back, strap in, and enjoy the ride. You're listening to the Shepherd and Bella Show.
Good morning, everyone. A lot going on, obviously, in the news. So I want to cover some general news and then talk about this possible military overtaking of the Panama Canal, what that might lead to, and why that is potentially going on. I mean, we all know that the Chinese already control virtually all U.S. ports. We also know that there are free trade zones all throughout, or foreign trade zones all throughout the United States, in which Chinese are posted up in. A lot of these zones right next to U.S. military bases. The Panama Canal was originally designed to open up trade to the U.S. and have that going a lot better. And the deal was done with Panama, with Theodore Roosevelt. And the U.S. supported Panamanian independence movement and basically got all this going and everything. But it looks like the Chinese have weaseled their way in and around. And from a country standpoint and a military standpoint, it looks like Donald Trump wants to gain control of that. But it's also like a lot is going on with international trade, these new tariffs, and the new Mexico's new intercoastal corridor railway, which is going to take about 5% of the Panama Canal's business when that gets going, and they're working on that fairly diligently right now. So I don't know. Right now we got lots of plane disasters and stuff going on recently in the news. Another plane has caught fire at the Denver airport. Passengers were evacuated onto a wing. An American Airlines plane caught fire and passengers were evacuated at the Denver International Airport on Thursday, according to the FAA. The commercial flight from Colorado Springs to Dallas-Fort Worth, of course, was diverted to Denver when the crew reported engine vibrations. God, could you imagine being on a plane and the engine just starts vibrating relentlessly? That would be pretty freaky. And then catches fire, starts smoking. 12 people were taken to hospitals with minor injuries. And people did post a video on it to social media showing passengers exiting the plane. Guys, please support the Shepherd and Bella Show. Help keep the bills paid. I am struggling immensely to even keep this thing going. It's a battle between me working a real job and trying to do this and just get information out. So I need a little more support than I have got. So if you're a new listener this month and you want to help everything out, you can. Obviously, our big supporters over the years, I appreciate, and hopefully everything works out. This whole plane situation is weird because it seems like there's more and more incidences. And, you know, one could argue like, oh, a lot of the planes are getting old. There's going to be problems, you know. Maybe they aren't servicing them like they should. There's not enough money in the airline industry anymore. These are probably some of the arguments and things going through people's heads. But all in all, I mean, they might be trying to restrict air travel, or, you know, we saw them go in and basically get in and say they want more air traffic controllers, that more people that are capable. They got rid of these diverse hirees that they had that they said weren't performing as well in the air traffic industry. But could there be something broader at stake? I mean, you know, would there be a plan that they're working on to ultimately limit Americans from traveling, telling us it's too dangerous to travel? Will we start to hear more and more of that rhetoric until they limit airplane flights to a certain hours of the day, or maybe a certain number of times per year that people can fly? And the data, you know, shows that with these air incidents records in 2024, this was the deadliest year for disasters. 2024 was since 2018. And people are wondering what's going on, but let's see. I'm trying to pull this up. Days later, a small aircraft. Yeah, so is flying becoming more dangerous? That's basically what a lot of people want to know. And the simple answer is yes. And this is, the data does show this. Flying is becoming more dangerous. Air accident records show that in 2024, it was the deadliest year for air disasters since 2018, and there were 16 fatal accidents, resulting in the deaths of 333 passengers and crew. Now, 2023 had one of the worst safety issues. It had, oh no, 2024 was the worst. And then 2023, you know, it had 6 fatal accidents and resulting in 115 passenger deaths. And so anyways, if you look at all the data, it does look like things are getting worse for air travel. And where is all this headed? I don't know. Will, you know, and then are they going to have unmanned flights, drones? Are they going to open up a whole new drone market? I don't know. Guys, gold is going over $3,000 for the first time. These prices are at $3,000 an ounce on Friday. Spot gold was up 0.4% at $3,087 an ounce. And bullion has scaled 13 all-time highs so far this year, and is on track for a second straight week of gains. Huh. So, although that's good news for gold collectors, that signifies that the dollar is becoming worthless rather quickly, which is another scary thought. And the market indicator from the early 1900s is blaring an alarm for stocks, Bloomberg is saying. They're saying that a century-old indicator that has helped predict the direction of U.S. stocks is signaling more pain ahead for battered investors. Known as
at KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax tip and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
The Dow theory, it holds moves in the Dow Jones Industrial Average must be confirmed by transport stocks and vice versa to be sustained. As of Thursday's close, the 20-member Dow Jones Transportation Average, which is like a barometer for consumer and industrial demand, has slumped 19% from its November peak, and it's teetering near this so-called bear market territory, they're saying. So taken together with a 9.3% slump in the Dow Jones Industrial Average from its December record, the indicator is flashing a worrisome sign for the broader stock market, which has been hammered in recent days, deepening concerns over the economy and the Trump administration's aggressive stance on tariffs. A lot of people wondering, what is going to happen now that all these tariffs are in place? What are we going to see? Now, Trump has ordered some people come together to, you know, I guess independent studies or researchers to come together to study the effect that these tariffs are going to have globally. And supposedly that's going to be a non-biased, you know, presentation they're going to tell the American people about eventually. Now, with this trade war brewing, Trump's told the Mexican president, you know, his demands and whatnot. But supposedly the Mexican president, she's a pretty tough woman. And she's been the president since October 1st of last year. And people were wondering how she would handle things, but she is a pretty tough negotiator. Apparently won Donald Trump's praise for being tough. But, you know, will Mexico be working with the U.S. more, especially as this Panama Canal thing starts coming to a head? Because also there's Mexico's intercoastal rail corridor, which is where they're going to make this railway complete. They're going to complete it in the thinnest part of Mexico right there over the Baja Isthmus. And what they're going to do is the boats unload the containers, they drive them across on train and then put them back on boats. Because the wait times are so long on the Panama Canal right now and water's so low, this will actually be a faster process. And a lot of people are excited about this. The Wall Street Journal did a piece on it. But I mean, right now Trump is asking the military for plans to take the Panama Canal by force. And this could get ugly. This could almost turn into a war with possibly like the Chinese. I mean, this is bizarre. But I guess he wants to make sure the U.S. has assured access to the canal, but might even consider just like straight up storming it by force. And the White House has asked the U.S. military to draw up plans to do this. This alleged directive comes a week after President Donald Trump told lawmakers in his joint address to Congress that he would be reclaiming the vital waterway. And he says this will further enhance our national security. So, guys, he's planning on using troops to secure this thing possibly, but people aren't sure how valid this option really is. And, you know, what's the Panamanian military going to think about this? Or are they going to agree to whatever Donald Trump wants? We turned the Panama Canal over at one point, and it was a bad decision, I think Trump thinks. So who knows where that is all headed? But this intercoastal corridor in Mexico is going to compete with the Panama Canal. And this is a $2.8 billion isthmus project. And they've already, I think they already said they put like $5 billion into it. And there's $2.8 more or something they're putting in to the port areas or something. But this is covering the isthmus in southern Mexico. And that the isthmus is like the shortest part of Mexico where you can go across. It's only 188 miles. And this is a rail corridor. They want to finish this by 2033. It can handle up to 1.4 million 20-foot equivalent units annually. The project could transform the isthmus into a hub of global trade, Mexico said. And they're banking on this. And Mexico's going to flourish. They've got a lot of big projects in Mexico. People think Mexico's not developed. All the cities are safe, and in fact, far safer than the U.S. I'm not joking. It's amazing the infrastructure they have, how clean the supermarkets are. There's a Walmart at the Mexico, where I am in Mexico over here, and it's literally kept better than any Walmart in the U.S. It's absolutely spotless and amazingly stocked. It's absolutely the best Walmart by far. I should film it, and it would put all Walmarts to disgrace in America. And it's the same company, but I guess they just are doing it better here for some reason. I think because Walmart and other big, large companies know that America might become a thing of the past, especially with it going bankrupt. And then, you know, you have this whole debt ceiling thing, and you know, are they going to keep the government open? And, we're really going to have to see how this all pans out. But if you think about it, it's kind of scary because Trump alluding to the Chinese might have some kind of secret control of the Panama Canal. He doesn't want to be cut off, which is smart. Then we got to wonder, are the Chinese working with the Mexicans on that corridor? You know, what's going to go on? Do we even want to buy Chinese garbage anymore? Why don't they just cut them off altogether and don't even send the boats to America? I don't want none of that plastic Chinese shit. I mean, there's really nothing good comes from China. I mean, what comes from China that is good? Nothing. Literally nothing. So silk, I mean... Okay. Well, they have synthetic stuff now. You don't even need it. I mean, with the way the Chinese are acting on a global scale, a lot of it's probably propaganda, but how they portray it in our press, it's like, well, then don't do business with them. I mean, I don't want that garbage. Who wants Chinese garbage? Everything. All those plastic toys and shit floating around in the ocean. No one wants to just make, all they do is just make a bunch of junk and they pit up the world.
Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why, like you, he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.